Welcome to the International Personal Finance's Q3 2016 trading update, hosted by Mr. Gerard Ryan, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Justin Lockwood, Interim Chief Financial Officer. Today's conference is being recorded. I will now hand you over to Mr. Gerard Ryan to begin today's conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Jeff, and good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining our Q3 call. As normal, I'll give you a brief overview, and Justin will chip in as well. And then at the end, we'll do any questions that you might have for us. Hopefully, by now, you've all received the trading update. So what I would say is that we were broadly pleased with the quarter. And by that, I mean that we've had some good positive developments in there, but there are still some challenges that we need to deal with. If I look at the group as a whole, we delivered 9% growth, and that is 5% for home credit and 44% for digital. But clearly, digital is the smaller of the businesses. In terms of customer numbers, well, then it will be 1% growth for home credit, contraction on home credit, but a 45% growth in digital. I'll talk about regulatory a little bit at the end. So turning to the individual businesses, now clearly home credit continues to be the mainstay of this business. So of approximately 2.7 million customers, you know, 2.5 million are for the home credit business. And that is the business which generates our profit and cash flow, which is allowing us to invest in new markets and in our digital business. On the individual countries, clearly the focus is on Mexico, as it was at the half year. I'm pleased to say that we have returned to growth mode in this market. Now, in terms of market backdrop, the market itself for consumer lending is flat to possibly 2%, but not more than that, and it's been that way for most of the year. But the growth we've seen in the quarter is as a result of the changes that we indicated that we were making at the half year, and that is to say that we were slowing the pace of change internally in the business and redirecting some experienced leadership back into the existing home credit business. And all of those things have now worked in our favor. We're seeing good traction coming from the new branches that we opened in the first few months of the year. And in addition, Negocio, which is our micro business lending unit, is doing very nicely as well. Now, I would like to have seen better progress on our collections effectiveness. And as we head into Q4, my expectation is that we will be balancing growth with the need to make sure that we are better on collections. But for the quarter, it was reasonably pleasing, notwithstanding that collections piece. And for the remaining 3 months, so if we take the last 6 months as a whole, our expectation would be growth of 10% as previously indicated. Turning now to Poland, clearly by far our largest and most important market. You know, the major change there was the new regulation that came into force in mid-March of this year. What we've seen there is no real change in the competitive nature of the market, and that is to say that all of the major players still remain highly active. There have been a number of exits, but they are in the main very, very small and have had no real impact in terms of the level of competition that we see. In terms of growth, what we saw there was that issue value was up 1%, and that is quite a positive move compared to quarter one and quarter two of this year. Customer numbers were down 7%. What we are seeing is a slightly larger, longer loan, which is what we predicted earlier in the year. In terms of credit quality, we're pleased with that there. What we are doing is competing with payday lenders who are advertising their first loan for free product. We have always said that we don't want to go head-to-head with that because for them it's easy to do. They have a very, very short-term product. But what we are doing is we are selling what we call our three-month product, which has a first month tag on it, which basically means if you repay it in full in the first month, there are no charges. That is proving very successful at bringing new customers into the business. So broadly, pleased with where Poland is given the scale of the regulatory change in the market. In Southern Europe, very pleased there. Good credit quality and good volumes coming through the business. That goes for each of the markets there. And really nothing further to report on that. Now, Czech Republic was the one disappointment in European home credit, and that's notwithstanding a huge amount of work by our local team there, but it is an intensely competitive market, and so what we saw was a reduction in issue value of 11% and 17% in customer numbers. So that reduction is lower than it was in Q1 and Q2. Our target for the year was to get to flat by the end of the year. That looks like a challenge at this point in time. But we recently launched our new product structure in the Czech Republic and also a completely refreshed brand there. So we're looking for that to help us towards the turn of the year. It has to be said the credit quality there is very good and collections effectiveness very good also. In Slovakia, as you know, we are exiting that business. We are really pleased with how we're doing there. Collections is ahead of our expectation at this point in time, but I wouldn't bank any extra money on that because we need to see whether or not that is just a timing issue or whether we will in fact collect out more cash over the total remaining life of the portfolio. Turning now to IPF Digital, clearly very strong growth numbers there, issue value up by 44% and customer numbers up by 45%. Obviously a much smaller business than Home Credit, but the good news there is that it is broadly across all of our markets, both established and new markets. And it's good to see the new markets growing at pace, but also with good credit quality. I'm particularly pleased with how Spain is performing, where the quality is slightly better than we had anticipated, and there seems to be significant amount of demand there also. Our Happy business, as in the Polish digital business, is doing really well, and that is growing nicely both in terms of customer numbers and average issued value. In terms of regulation, as I mentioned in the announcement, there is no new news, which is good news of itself. We just referred to the two pieces of regulatory change that we're seeing coming down the pipe, and we're getting ourselves prepared for that. And then the final thing to mention is that our cost out program is continuing at a pace, and we continue to expect to be able to deliver cost takeout savings, a run rate of 12 million for 2017. And that is largely focused on European home credit and the headquarters here in Leeds. So on balance, a good quarter, but as I say, there are some challenges. I would like to have seen some better progress on the collections effectiveness in Mexico and for Czech Republic to have shrunk a little less. But taking it all as a whole, broadly pleased with where we've come out with that. So with that now, I'll hand you back to Jeff, and we will take any questions that you might have.
Thank you, sir. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will take our first question from Mr. Gary Greenwood from Shore Capital. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Morning, it's Gary at Shore, but you didn't expect me to be first on the call.
Morning, Gary.
I just had a couple of questions. First, on the Mexican bad debt, just why has that remained more elevated than you expected, and what exactly is it that you're now doing to try and rein that back in? So that's the first question. And then the second question on the digital business, it looks like there was quite a sharp slowdown in the growth in the established markets from H1. So I think H1 was up 37% in terms of credit issuance, and then you say it was up 7% in the third quarter. Now, I appreciate it. There's quarterly volatility in the business, but I was just wondering if there was anything behind that.
Okay. Hi, Gary. It's Justin. I'll start on Mexico. I guess we are seeing improvements in the collections performance and the quarterly year-on-year impairment performance in that market. But the nature of an MAA calculation means that we still have the relatively high levels of impairment in the annualized numbers from the first half of the year, particularly from the first quarter of the year, which will remain in those numbers until we get to the end of Q1. So we are seeing a progressive improvement, but there's more work to be done. In terms of some of the detail around what we're doing, is to provide further support to the field teams through increased central collections units of telephone activity, particularly on some of those customers that are in later durations. So I think we are seeing progress, but there's more work to be done in the final quarter of the year. And if we look at the MAA expectations or the annualised impairment expectations for the full year, what you see is a relatively strong performance, or a very strong performance in the final quarter of 2015, which we need to come in somewhere along the lines of in order to maintain the impairments at the kind of levels that we had at the end of the first half. And then we'd expect the numbers to fall off in quarter one of next year.
Okay.
Thank you. And in terms of your digital question, clearly all of these numbers are compared to 2015. So we had particularly strong growth when we brought on that new business MCB last year in quarters two and quarters three. So it's really just a question of comparators. The businesses individually are doing well. So if I look at the customer numbers at the end of September 15, we had 118,000. If I look at them today, we're up to almost 172,000. So there's nothing untoward in there. It's just really a question of the particular quarters that we're comparing it to.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much for your answers.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Pause to allow anyone else a chance to signal. It would appear there are no further questions at this time, sir, so I'll turn the call back to you.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, thank you very much for joining. As I said, broadly speaking, we're happy with the quarter. Still some challenges that we need to address, that collections effectiveness in Mexico and making sure that we try to get to flat in Czech Republic. But we are pleased with Mexico growth. We will be balancing growth with quality in the fourth quarter in Mexico. Poland good, and Southern Europe and digital very good as well. And, you know, there is no new news on regulatory, but I would have to say that, you know, regulatory for us is a constant in terms of our expectation that there will be change coming down the pipe. But when we know there's new, when we have new news, we will let you know. But at this point in time, it is just the two items that we have highlighted for you. And that's it for us for now. So thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir. That will conclude today's call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.